This is Cathy from The Junction. I'm joined by Grant and Packer from Feeder ahead of tonight's gig. We're just going to go ahead and ask the guys some questions.
Okay.
First of all, how is the tour going?
Great.
It's been good, yeah.
It's been really good fun. I mean, this is like the second half of the kind of Feeder Renegades tour. So the first half was last year we finished in, well, the last shows we did were in November, weren't they?
Yeah.
Or end of October. So it's kind of like the last leg of it, really, but it's been really good. It's, you know, virtually sold out everywhere, and shows have been great, and there's been quite a lot of new fans coming to the shows as well, a lot of younger kids coming, which is really nice and encouraging.
That's great. And what can fans expect from your gig tonight, The Junction?
Do you know, we have been debating if we played it here before or not.
Yeah, we've been told we might have played it like many years ago. We were trying to work it out because it's all obviously been developed, but I mean, yeah. I'm sure the venue just used to be in the middle of nowhere almost.
Yeah, and we're 21 years old this week.
Right, so
I think
we must have played here then, but we're just trying to make, because this is all completely changed.
Yeah.
Now. It's like being in America around here, isn't it? Yeah. It's like a big mouth. But what can you expect? Well, we're going to obviously doing a lot of stuff from, you know, from the album, I say from Renegades. We might try out a new song from our next album tonight. And we're going to be doing a few sort of classic Feeder singles, and so it'll be kind of a mixed bag. But we'll be focusing obviously on the Renegades album too. So some new music, some old, mixture really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds great. Earlier today, we invited some questions from your Cambridge fans on our Facebook and Twitter pages, and what we've done is we picked the best three to ask you.
Okay.
And first up, we have a question from Ollie Gather Coles, who is 11. And he's coming along tonight. He recently started learning the guitar and wondered if you were in any bands or musicals when you were at school.
Yeah. I mean, you were a high school band as well, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. You did,
I was in my first band when I was 10. It was pretty terrible, but it was just me and a drummer. It was kind of an early White Stripes sort of lineup. But there was no singing. It was just like guitar and drums.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really have a sort of plan on being a singer. It kind of just happened, really.
Any advice for Ollie?
Well, that's how I started off, really. I mean, I carried on from there on, really. I kind of liked I think for me, it gave me a bit of confidence as well, because I wouldn't have got up on stage otherwise. But I think being in a band and having a guitar, it sort of gave me a bit of a reason to do it. So it's, you know, good for building your confidence, and, you know, and it's a great way of testing the water, you know, to see what it's like.
Yeah. Oh, me? well, me and my friend, we both got a guitar and bass. We couldn't find any drummer.
Okay.
So, but we found this girl playing a drum on a brass band, steel brass band.
Yeah.
So we got a female drummer.
Oh, yeah. That's quite cool.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Next up, we have more of a backstage question from Sarah Davidson, who asks, what items are on your dressing room rider?
What items?
Yeah.
That's quite a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kind of bottles of champagne, always. At least two bottles of really good red wine. Or, you know, you normally get a nice Spanish one or something good. Vodka. A lot of ready cooked meals at the moment because we've been on the bus.
Yeah.
So you can warm up. There's some sushi in there tonight, isn't there?
We can warm it up.
God, what else do you have?
Oh,
manuka honey. Always have manuka honey. I have it all the time. And a fresh ginger as well. I've started drinking that. It's quite nice. Oh, all sorts of weird stuff. Socks, but people don't ever give us that.
Great. And now we have more of a musical question from Rob Thompson, who asks, which artists are you currently listening to?
All sorts, right? What, you mean current artists or just in general?
Yeah, or just in general, any bands?
Oh, God, I mean, it's quite varied. I've got some, been listening to Julian Casablanca, you know, from their Strokes, his solo album. Been listening to all sorts. Neil Young.
New album.
No Harvest. That's right. There's I was checking out that PJ Harvey album.
I knew it.
Interesting. I find it quite hard working one go, even though I'm a massive PJ Harvey fan. But maybe I need to listen to it again. Who else? Two young bands who sent me a few demos and stuff. I can't remember all the names.
A bit of everything, really.
Yeah, a bit of everything. You know, we're very eclectic. I mean, we're not just into rock. You know, we listen to all sorts of stuff, really.